This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle. And the horse was being riding.
I gotta tell you, boys, I'm disappointed to see you back in the principal's office.
Sorry, what did we do?
Okay, how did I go from a pleasure to have in class to disappointed to see in the principal's office?
You tell me, JPC. What brought you here today?
I guess it's location dependent. I guess my only conclusion could be that it's location dependent. I guess I work really well in class and principals. Maybe I should be back in class.
Oh, he can talk to her that way because the principal's his mom.
Just because I'm your mom does not mean you can talk to me this way.
That's got to be why else would I be doing it? It's got to be the reason.
Why can't you be more like your classmate, Adel? He immediately said sorry.
Sorry.
He peed his pants, so he's clearly just off to a terrified start.
It's an act of submission.
Exactly.
Is that why you licked my nose when you came in?
Mm-hmm. So, tell me, what did you do in class, boys, that got you sent here? And don't lie.
I think I know.
I think I know, too.
What was it?
We made other kids solve riddles.
Mm-hmm.
Is that it? That's it?
Yeah. Wait, okay, what else did you do?
No, if that was it, then I'm good.
Wait, he has a firecracker in his back pocket that says, weirdly, it says firecracker in huge letters.
That's a name tag. I'm a firecracker.
No, it's not the riddle thing. What else did you do? Keep guessing.
Okay, every day teacher has a big shiny red apple on teacher desk, and I changed it out with an orange that I spray painted red. So teacher bit into the skin of an orange, which you are not supposed to do. I think you're supposed to peel an orange. Plus, there was also paint to consider as well. Which, when you think about it, with the GMOs that we're putting into our body any given day, is also, you know, it's not so bad that he ate a little bit of paint.
GMOs? Good mouth oranges?
Yeah, good mouth oranges.
I'm a kid. Wait, I think I might know what it was.
Oh, yeah, what was it?
Was it that JPC and I wrote, directed, produced, stage managed, acted in, and sang, and did the music for our George Michael Hamilton crossover Whamilton?
Yeah, I can't. I can't even begin to address that. That's a problem that's much bigger than this school, okay?
She's quoting from the review.
No.
That's wild because verbatim, that's the review.
The New York Times called it a problem that's much bigger than this school.
No, boys, it's obviously that you made your classmates solve riddles. Nobody likes riddles.
Okay. That makes sense.
They're
banned. We also named a star. We bought a star and named it after you.
Did you put fart in the name too?
Yeah,
we didn't know your true name. You won't tell us.
I'm your mom.
Principal Fart.
Welcome to Hey Riddle Riddle, a show where we solve riddles. I'm Erin. Over there is JPC. Say hi, JPC.
Hi, JPC.
And over there is Adel. Say hi, Adel.
I'm in detention.
Exactly.
By kids for kids, where riddles rule.
So thank you for bringing up a very good point, JBC. This is an episode that is by kids for kids. If memory serves me, I don't think anyone who's listening right now has heard us since maybe 20, 2018?
It's been a while.
Whatever the last time we did a kid-friendly episode was. So we hope you had a great last 4 years. I'm sure that nothing big happened. You probably weren't stuck inside with your parents for a very long time. But now we're back with a kid-friendly episode. Can we do it?
I know what you're thinking. You're a 20 to 30 something art historian or doctoral candidate or whatever. And you're thinking, am I going to like this episode? And the answer is no, poop
head. You never do. Why do you keep listening to this? Give up.
Get out of here, you booty butt.
You're a booty butt and a poop head, and it's not for you for once. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Millennials, it's not about you. This is about whatever's below Gen Z, I think. What's a kid at this stage?
I think we're back to A.
Well,
Gen
anyway.
A. And that's a joke for Gen Xers.
Now, you off may to not a terrible start.
Now, you may not believe it here. I can run like a wind blows.
So later we have a couple special guests coming on. But before that, we're going to do some riddles and play some games. Are you both ready?
Yes.
No.
Great. And I got a quick question, and you have to be honest. Okay. Were you both kids once, or
once.
Did you hatch out of the ground like
scary, wait, hold on.
Crab people? What?
Oh, I was gonna say, what hatches out of the ground?
Crab people, obviously.
Scary crab, human monster people.
Aaron, I'll admit, I'll be honest. Since you said to be honest, I was rained down from the heavens in a giant leathery egg and cracked open on the first day of December.
Knew it. You weren't a kid. JPC, were you a kid?
Hold on.
I
became a tree. That tree grew until it reached the sun, and then it burned alive. Its ashes seeped into the soil, springing forth 100 years later as a phoenix. That phoenix cried tears on a dead man's grave. Well, I guess it's dead man's grave is kind of redundant.
Yes.
Right? Does that make sense?
Well, I don't know. You could buy a grave before you die.
That's fair. That's fair. Yes.
Yeah.
That man came to life. He burst out of his grave. He walked into the nearest house and made himself some tea. He drank that tea. He threw the tea bag in the trash. The tea bag grew into a fox. The fox ran into traffic, and the person who hit that fox was me.
$4,000 of improv classes. That's what it'll get you, kids. You could do that too if you grow up and become an improviser.
You only paid $4,000?
JPC, inflation. What about
and
you?
I was a kid, I want to say from the ages of right about 4 to just about 12. So I have almost a decade of kid experience before they gave me the old gold watch and sent me on my way.
What are your like hot tips for being a kid? Like, what did you learn in that 10-year span?
Hot tips. Here's okay.
First day of kindergarten, find the biggest, meanest kid that you can. Walk up to him, reach back your fist, ball up your hand, reach back your fist. Launch it towards this kid, center mass. You want to aim at the center of your body, and right before you get to him, open your hand. Shake your hand and say, my name's Tyler. I'm a kid just like you. Nice to meet you. We're going to be best friends.
And they have to say Tyler?
I'd prefer it.
Great. Here are some riddles. You will buy me to eat, but never eat me. What am I?
Mom's cooking. I'm Tyler.
Burn.
Cool.
Aaron, is it something like silverware or dishes?
Yeah, it's a plate.
Heck yeah.
Good job, Adel. 1 point for Adel.
Wait a second. Kids don't eat on plates. Kids hate plates. Top three things that kids eat on nowadays.
Frisbees.
Their face.
Number one.
Frisbees.
Gotta be frisbees.
Slip and slides.
Frisbees. Skateboards. Slip and slides. That's
Pogo
it.
Sticks.
No, we're done. It's only three.
Trampolines. Dang, I missed it.
I do want to see a scene.
Oh, already.
Aaron, wow. is that okay?
Oh, it's great. I'm just impressed.
Do kids
awesome.
Love scenes?
I don't know. Aaron and JPC, you are two kids, and you've
Easy.
Been left home alone. This is pretty unique. So you're home alone, and you're raiding the fridge, and you're kind of making your own fun treats and concoctions based off what you can find in the kitchen.
All right. I see what you've done there, and I raise you. Whipped cream sandwich, and the bread English muffin buns.
Let's see. I raise you peanut butter pickles with hot fudge.
Peanut butter pickles with hot fudge. Okay, okay. I guess we're moving into dessert a little earlier than I thought. My whipped cream sandwich was definitely a main, but that feels more desserty. I can play your game. I can play. Let's see. What do we have in here? Day-old kielbasa, cut down the middle, filled with water from the Brita. And it's not a dessert yet. No, hold on. It's not a dessert yet. Hey, can I blow your mind? That's the plate. The dessert goes on top of that. That's the base. Hard-boiled egg, mustard, and a sprig of, I don't know. This, I found this Tupperware, question mark Tupperware. Whatever's in question mark Tupperware. I think it's diced red onion. Why would that be in there?
The garage. Dad's home. Eat this. Eat everything. he's here. Here comes.
Hey, kids.
Hey, Dad.
I'm going to bed.
Dad, what happened? Did you get laid off from the factory again?
Yep. 10th factory this week.
Dad. I'm just a kid. I don't understand what it is to be an adult, but maybe try working at like a Chili's or an Applebee's. You don't have to keep applying to Cheesecake Factories. You're driving hours just to work at a restaurant
that
you despise.
I don't understand. I've worked at 10 Cheesecake Factories in the last 10 days. Every day I punch in with my time card. Then I bring the smelting tube to the table, but there's no smelting tube. Then I start to turn the coil so that the molten metal can file down the row. But there's no molten metal. It's all strawberry cream and Korean cauliflower. I don't understand.
Hey, sit down. We made you a little something.
Oh, what's this?
Brings plate over.
Bologna parfait?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Eat up. It's getting cold.
Salisbury yogurt.
Or too hot. I don't know what's worse.
The temperature's changing, that's for sure.
Scene.
Banana dip mustard.
Before I get sick. That scene is disgusting. Okay. Four legs up, four legs down. Soft in the middle, hard all around. What am I?
Ice cream bug.
I thought you were giving a review, Aaron.
No. Four legs up, four legs down. Soft in the middle, hard all around.
Four legs up, four legs down. Soft in the middle, hard all around.
Oh, is this one of those beds with one of those like four post frame things, like the canopy frames?
Mm-hmm. It's a bed.
Wait, is it really?
Yeah, you guys are good at these riddles for kids. How do you fix a cracked pumpkin?
How do you fix a cracked pumpkin? Doesn't really scan.
Keep trying, I think. How do you fix a cracked pumpkin? No.
It's just like Wambleton all over again. Wake me up before you go-go. A show-go? Oh, no. No, no.
How do you fix a cracked pup?
How do you fix a cracked pumpkin?
Non-punitive, drug legislation?
Jacko surgery?
Jacko surgery.
Keep in mind, some riddles for kids are also jokes.
How
do you solve a problem like a cracked pumpkin?
That's all that's running through my head.
We can't get it right. There's too many syllables and not enough syllables at the same time.
Okay.
How do you fix a cracked pumpkin? I put an A before pumpkin.
Cracked pumpkin. Okay.
How do you fix a cracked pumpkin?
Okay. It's got to be something with gourd.
No.
You pray to gourd.
Carve. Maybe something with carve.
Where do you get pumpkins?
I did Jewel Osco.
You give it a pumpkin patch.
Yeah, with a pumpkin patch.
That's also to help
pumpkins stop smoking.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When things go wrong, what can you always count on?
Your fingers.
Parents.
Yes. Yes, and then hopefully whatever grown-ups in your life, you can count on them as well. I am an odd number. Take away a letter and I become even. What number am I?
Seven.
An odd number.
Yes. And
46.
If you need to pause after these riddles, because you're a kid and maybe it's going to take you longer than you two have never solved riddles faster ever. It's
we've
seven.
Suddenly, I think the confidence when you, Aaron, if I may, from mm-hmm. now on, let's say all riddles are kid riddles because that gives me a little boost of confidence.
That's right.
Because I say, hey, I'm a 40-year-old man. I should knock these out of the park.
Right. What do you call a chihuahua in the summer?
Sassy.
Yes. And also.
Okay. We call a chihuahua in the summer.
Chihuahua is famously the mascot for Taco Bell. Taco Bell famously rotates their menu. The summertime, Taco Bell, they're going to have a
Baja
He's
Blast.
Doing it. He's doing it.
This is like watching the janitor in Good Will Hunting solve mm-hmm. that problem.
Yo quiero Taco Bell.
What do you call a chihuahua in the summer?
You like Taco Bell? How do you like them Taco Bells?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What do you call... here, boy.
That's funny.
Here, boy, it's summer.
Is this also a joke, Aaron?
Yes.
What do you call a chihuahua in the summer?
What happens in the summer?
Heat, hot.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, a hot dog.
Yeah, hot dog.
Seasoned beef. Nope. You're right. Mm-hmm. Nope. Mine's wrong.
It's seasoned beef season.
Why are teddy bears never hungry?
Aaron. Oh. Hold on.
Aaron. Obviously.
I don't have to tell you this. Teddy bears are inanimate objects.
What?
Back when Theodore Roosevelt was president, he famously lent his namesake to these caricatures.
No.
Now, they're made of, I assume, some sort of wool, and then they stuff it with cotton or if they're cheaper fabric.
These kids are not here to learn. Leave them alone. They're here to have fun.
Is there something called Feed a Bear where you take your Build-A-Bear and have and you pay like $45 and all they do is like pump air into its stomach?
Yes.
Am I misremembering this? Was Build-A-Bear Workshop like an actual store
mm-hmm.
at
oh,
one
yeah.
point?
Yeah.
Because I was at the mall the other week, and it's just a kiosk. It's just one of those like kiosks in the center of the mall now.
That makes more sense. I don't think it needed a huge operation.
Yeah, they definitely needed it downsized, judging by the traffic that little kiosk was receiving.
Wait, did you guys get this one?
No,
Adel said stuffed like 1,000
yes.
times.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Then that's correct. Then, yeah, you did get it.
Navy
I would like
Pier
to see
has
a scene.
Physical one.
Oh.
Okay.
Like a pretty big one.
Okay. You are two empty teddy bears at Build-A-Bear.
Wow.
Yeah, you haven't been stuffed yet.
Okay. I was going to say empty. I thought you meant like empty like emotionally.
Well, we'll see. Maybe you'll do that kind of mapping. Who knows?
Boy, oh boy. I can't wait for one day to become someone's best friend.
Honestly, I'd settle for acquaintance.
Oh, yeah, I guess. No, you're right. I'm overreaching.
Yeah, I don't need to be someone's best friend, you know?
You're totally right. You don't have a name sewn onto you. I'm not sure what to call you.
And I'm assuming your name is Build-A-Bear Workshop?
I guess it must be. Look at this tag on my butt. And your name's Build-A-Bear Workshop. We're brothers.
Well, we don't know that. We could just have the same name. And in fact,
wherever we go,
hold on.
Whatever we do,
if we do have
we're
the same
gonna
name,
go through it together.
We're probably not brothers. You've met brothers who have the same name?
I've never met anyone but you. I'm sorry.
Me neither. I don't remember where I was or what I was doing before I. Hey, by the way, can I ask you, are you in terrible pain?
Excruciating
pain. Oh boy. Well, I hope that one day we do get stuff. We do get some of our stuff put back inside of us, and we can be in someone's life, just part of a pastiche.
Yeah. Even if I'm just in the background, like even if for 2 years before someone goes off to boarding school or something, mm-hmm. if I could just be on the windowsill or something.
Anything. Even the Greek Chorus is still in the play.
Oh wait.
Mom, I want that one. That one right there.
She's pointing in between us.
Oh,
wait,
no.
Why are their little hands stuck together? Excuse me, these two are stuck together.
We're brothers.
Why, those two? Well, those two are a package deal. If you want to buy one of those bears, you're going to have to take the other.
Can we afford it, Mom? Can we afford it?
No. I don't know, Mom. Can you afford it?
No, we really can't. Well, we could, but not on this.
Mom, we can't separate them, please.
You can't separate the bears. You have, Mom, come on, dig deep. Maybe,
look, Mom, they have the same name. They must be brothers.
Dig deep? That's what you tell me? Dig deep? Listen,
you
honey.
Can afford it if you just give up something that you like, Mom. Maybe think of someone else for a change.
Yeah,
hey, can
Mom.
I tell you, excuse me, can I tell you something? Today is my daughter's birthday. You know what she had at her party? She
no.
had 28 Dairy Queen ice cream cakes because 28
okay.
is her favorite number. And you're telling me to sacrifice?
Yeah, Mom, hey. And no friends. No friends to share it with, please.
And why do
Look,
we think that is?
You're being cheap. Just give your daughter the bears that she wants. It's not my job to raise your child. I'm just here telling you, you're doing it wrong.
These two bears' eyes are darting back and forth between the two of you.
Well, then, honey, no, they're haunted.
No, please, Mom, please.
These aren't haunted bears. These are good bears. Maybe you're haunted.
Excuse me, is this gentleman bothering you? Hi, I'm Ted. I'm the manager here. Is this gentleman bothering you?
Yes.
Oh, now no, I'm bothering people?
He's not. He's helping me get the magic brother bears and bring them home.
Well, I'm standing up
on.
For what's right.
Hold on. I do like the name Magic Brother Bears. So now the Magic Brother Bears, that needs to be something. So yes, we will take the Magic Brother Bears.
Great. Okay, I'll ring you up. And sir, you've been warned. This is your second warning.
Okay, second warning, Ted. Big Ted. Big Ted on the floor.
Oh, does he not work here?
I'm sorry. I thought he was with you.
Same. Perfect. Why did the tortilla chip start dancing?
Aaron, can we just take a moment to savor the brilliance that is the Magic Brother Bears?
Yeah.
The MBBs. Two unstuffed teddy bears holding hands, making their way through life. Aaron, I think you just created the next new hit. I don't know what show is buying kids' shows anymore. what channel is
that? Yeah.
My Bear There, My Bear There and Me.
My Bear There, My Bear
There. I love it.
Bear,
huh? There's something there.
Aaron, my apologies. I wanted to celebrate you in that moment. Can you repeat the question?
No, I'm immediately going to commission merch that is two unstuffed teddy bears holding hands. And says
just
Magic
just like deflated little burlap sacks holding hands with their 100%. Eyes darting around.
Check the merch store today, everybody. That's already in the store.
Yes, please. Magic Brother Bears.
Why did the tortilla chip start dancing?
Because it was a little salsa.
Kinda.
Because it was cornflicted.
Because they put on the salsa. Mm. No, it's because they were cornflicted. No, it's the salsa one. Which fish costs the most?
Which fish costs the most?
Costs the most or coughs the most?
Costs.
Well,
not costs.
The markets in Japan, tuna is a premium specifically.
Yeah.
Blue tuna. And a
I know that grouper is
belly.
The cheapest because if you get a grouper Groupon, you get a heck of a deal.
I know sturgeons make the most money.
Yes, that's true.
Well,
that's true.
Okay, this is actually incredible. I actually think that this is good.
You sounded like someone in court, like a judge, like someone pretending to be a judge. Okay, gavel, gavel, gavel. I actually think this is good.
That thing about sturgeons making the most money, what is that based on?
Mm. Adel, you have to do one back. This is tennis. This is called word tennis, and they do it back and forth with each other.
I would play this game, but I'm trying to enjoy my day. Carpe diem.
Okay. Oh, did you say cost the most? Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if this is a real number, but is a blue gillion dollars? Is that something?
Cod you be any more stupid?
Cod you be?
I never learned any about this in school.
Oh, school. There you go. There. That's very good.
Forget it.
Uh-huh. Kiss my halibut.
Away.
Okay.
Just for the halibut.
Is it like a shark or something?
Are we looking for a fish pod? Because we've done a lot.
Yeah.
Of
it. It's like, think of.
Is it
like
a real
a
fish
joke.
Or is it a play
Yeah, it's
on
a real kind of fish.
It's a real kind of fish.
And what is worth your money in.
Goldfish.
Oh, yes, a goldfish.
Famously,
I'd like to see a scene.
The least impressive of all fish.
Yeah.
You don't know that.
Wait, hold on. Can I ask a real question?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I want to ask it, but I feel so dumb. I feel
okay.
like I'm going to get made fun of.
Only
if
smart
only
people
you
ask
had a
questions.
Safe space to participate. Oh. Well, that's not here, so.
Do you both promise not to judge me for this?
No.
No, we don't.
No, we don't.
Do goldfish live in the ocean? Has there ever been a goldfish in the ocean?
Are goldfish? Wait, now
I know it's a fish, and I know they must come. I know it must come from the ocean, but think about how dumb and slow and boring goldfish are. Now picture them in the vast wideness of the ocean. They'd be eaten immediately.
Here's my question. Do freshwater fish can't live in the ocean, right? Like there must be a difference between fish who can live in saltwater and fish who can live in freshwater.
Yes,
so are goldfish freshwater fish?
They're freshwater fish.
They're freshwater fish.
Okay. They're not ocean fish.
They're not ocean fish.
I was right to ask that.
I don't know if they could live.
Let's all repeat that. I was right to ask that.
You were so brave to ask that because you really, it did seem like you thought there was going to be an avalanche of teasing.
Kids, remember, there are no dumb questions, just dumb podcasts.
Can you imagine being a goldfish, existing in freshwater, getting taken out of the freshwater and getting thrown into the ocean water? Your brain's got to be like, jackpot, whoa, what is this? I cannot survive in this.
Oh, no.
This is water?
My heart.
What word is spelled wrong in the dictionary?
Wrong.
Dictionary. Misprint. Bad dictionary printing.
It's wrong.
Dang.
How do you catch a school of fish?
How do you catch a school of fish? The sound of nothing.
Man, people just, it's so hard to watch someone get hurt the same way over and over again. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's like, true.
Watching someone run into a wall again and again.
Aaron, do you know the definition of crazy?
Yeah. How do you catch a school of fish?
Attempting the same thing over and over and expecting different results.
How do you catch a school of fish? This one's funny.
How do you catch a...
This one's funny?
This one's hilarious.
Is it like a net?
With a bookworm.
Oh.
You mean some little nerd?
Yeah, so you two... Like, I want to see
nerd?
A scene.
Gonna go catch a nerd?
You two are bookworms living inside of a book. Go ahead.
Ah, good morrow. Another fellow bookworm, I see. Any good books you've devoured lately?
No, good morrow to you, bookworm. Yes, of course. I've been having a bunch of good books. I mean, you happen to catch me slumming it here at a Grisham, which is just kind of like snack book.
Yes.
Not my main book.
Of course not. I've had my Dan Brown eras.
Oh, of course.
Of course.
It's like chips. You can't just have one.
No, it's like it's like movie theater popcorn.
Oh, yes. But good books. Yes, of course. I've been reading good books, yes.
You know what I've been consuming voraciously? I've been dipping my toes back into some yah. Is that how you say it? Yah novels.
Yah novels. I love yah novels.
Yes.
I had Animorph 68.
Delicious.
Yes. Oh,
the Animorphs are scrumptious. I had a Teaching Mrs. Tingle. I had a Where the Sidewalk Ends.
Yes.
I don't want to say the author, but I had some BFG.
Yes. Skip over that.
Yes, of course. Some scary stories to tell in the dark. But I feel like a yah novel really, really sort of hits the spot. It makes me nostalgic.
You know what? This is such a snobby thing for me to say. Occasionally, I get a hankering. I might just eat a Seuss.
It's like
comfort food. It's like chili. I love a good Seuss.
Sometimes if I'm writing a boost, I'll eat a Seuss. Does that make sense?
You're talking to someone who ate a Seuss a couple of days ago. Yeah, it makes sense.
And usually when I'm on the booth, I buy a ticket for the booth, I read Seuss. I'll also be, weirdly enough, tying my shoes. Oh. And suddenly I'm German.
You are speaking my language. Oh, wait, are you German as well?
Yes, I've been hiding under this British accent.
I've been hiding my accent as well.
Same
I'm a German
as me. Wunderschein. We are the same. We're brothers.
It's so good to meet a German. Hold my little firm hand.
Wait, which end is the hand?
I don't remember which is the hand or which is a foot.
Which is the hand? Oh, wait, here comes a girl looking for a book.
What do you say, magic brothers?
Bienvenue and welcome.
Ah, worms! Smash.
Yeah, that's how you react to worms. You smash
them. Solve a problem like a worm. Well, we're going to go on a quick break. And it was so... This was nice, but we got to go on a quick break and then we'll be back.
Wait, what was that?
What was that?
What?
It sounded like you were going to compliment us, and then you thought better of it.
Better not.
You bailed with a this is nice.
This was nice.
Yeah, this was nice. Nice meeting both of you.
It sounded like you're going to say this was so fun. This was so exciting.
Yeah, if you for any kids listening, if you just went on what you thought was the best day of your life and you get a this was nice at the end, it's over. it's over for you.
It's over.
Yeah, well, this was so fun. See you.
Huh. Okay.
It was so nice meeting you.
See me in class? I'm transferring schools. I'll never be back to this school.
All right, we'll see you after the break. GPC Adel, come in here quick.
Oh, Aaron, what's
going on, Aaron?
Haircut, would you, new makeup, what's going on?
No. I added new photos to my Aura frame, and there's one of us coming up that I'm dying for you guys to see.
Okay.
We just got to wait a second.
This is you taking a bath? I don't know why this one's on here.
Oh, this is awesome. I love this.
It's mostly photos of me taking a bath in a full wetsuit, pretending that I'm sort of like exploring. Doesn't matter.
Whoa.
Just wait for the photo.
And there's bags of rice that say JPC and Adel on them.
Doesn't matter. Don't look too closely at those photos.
It's like from Scuba Grandmother's... Steve from, not Billy Madison,
Big Scuba Daddy.
Steve is from Big Daddy.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even friends in your life, every mom loves an Aura frame. And I'm not a mom, but I love an Aura frame too. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. And I'm not one of Oprah's favorite things, but I love Aura frames. And Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. My mom has one. Your mom has one. All of our moms have one. They love them.
You can use your finger to swipe across the top. Okay, so this is like a professional photo shoot. Who's taking the pictures of you in the wetsuit in the bath?
Don't ask questions.
From Aura to Oprah, everyone loves this frame. And true story, I gave my mom one last year, like you were saying, Aaron. I gave her one for her birthday. She is obsessed. And here's the fun part is Gemma and I have an app where we can add photos on our phones to my mom's frame. And she lives hours away. And that's fun and enjoyable.
This is, you're still in the wetsuit, but now you're at like a child's birthday party? Like whose birthday party is it? Were you hired to be here in a wetsuit? It doesn't seem wetsuit themed.
And don't
stop asking questions.
You called us in here.
And don't be concerned about your parent or relative figuring it out. It takes 2 minutes to set up a frame using Aura app. Literally 2 minutes. It's very simple.
I know that this is confusing because of what we're saying, but you can choose the photos that you put on the Aura frame. It doesn't choose for you or make your friends scroll through hundreds of photos of you at this birthday party.
I handpicked these.
Not only can you choose them, but there's also a private feature. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. Oh, Aaron, I just got a notification here in my Aura app that you want to share with me all your photos. Here.
Aaron.
Send them to everyone.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, here it is. It's the photo of all of us. Nope, it's bags of rice with our name written on them.
Do you love it?
I want to leave.
We are back to Hey Riddle Riddle, version that you can listen to with your kids in the car. Speaking of, if you're a kid out there, get ready.
Aaron, that's clunky.
What?
My advice?
Mm-hmm.
Drop the.
Where? I think I said the like six times.
It's just blanket advice. I think drop the.
I don't remember
JPC?
What I said.
JPC? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's good advice. When you said drop the.
Sure.
I'd drop one of those thes.
I'd drop
okay,
both.
Aaron, drop.
Perfect.
How was that? Was that good?
Yes. Better. So while you are in the car, wherever Sleepy. You are with your grown up right now, get a piece of paper and a pen because you're about to keep score. We are going to play Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? Hey Riddle Riddle Edition.
Whoa.
Okay.
So you.
This is going to be humbling.
And let's see who gets the most right, you or your grown up, okay?
Okay.
Hopefully one of these questions isn't about goldfish in the ocean.
Adel, you are representing the kids. JPC, you are representing the lame grown-ups. Does that feel
okay.
good? That's
kids,
right. That's
kids, good. Kids, 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 kids.
work, job, responsibility.
Taxes, taxes. That's what grown-ups chant.
Do you know how many cars I've gotten for all you little kids? Appreciate me.
How many nouns are in the following sentence? The rabbit ran to the cafeteria and ate a big salad. You got to buzz in first. Addle.
Buzz. I heard three.
Yes. Good job.
And they were denounced. Rabbit, cafeteria, mm-hmm. and salad.
Great.
I had one of the best rabbit cafeteria salads I've ever had in my life the other week.
I'm trying to think of another order to put that in. Salad, rabbit, cafeteria.
Salad, rabbit, cafeteria.
Rabbit salad cafeteria, where rabbits mm-hmm. eat salad. Which one of these is a mammal? A seahorse, a sea lion, or a sea urchin?
Buzz.
Addle.
Sea lion.
Mm-hmm.
Because they go or on land.
I was going to buzz in and say sea urchin because that's just a little 18th century Dickensian boy who is begging by the seaside.
Street rat. Still, I think he's rather tasty.
Sea lions are the friends who play devil's advocate because they keep going or. Which continent is the least populated?
Buzz.
Quickly. Addle.
Antarctica.
Mm-hmm.
By what? Because
by the
it's got to be the most populated by penguins and stuff, huh?
Since the late 1930s, what calendar date has been designated for the inauguration of a United States president?
Buzz.
Addle.
I think I know this for the wrong reasons. Is it January 6th?
No. JBC. You got the right month.
It's JBC. The right month. I think, is it like January 8th?
No, it's later in the month. It's January 20th.
So all those people were way too early.
Yeah, they were too early. They were right on time. You got to stop it early. You got to stop that steal early.
Mm-hmm. What revolutionary leader wrote the influential Common Sense
Buzz.
In 1770? JPC.
That would be a man by the name of Foot Payne.
Mm-hmm. Thomas Paine.
Yeah, but his friends know him as Foot.
That's okay. Like the meanest nickname I could think of in
hey,
my whole
Foot
life.
Foot Payne.
Hey, Foot. How you doing? How many sides does a hexagon have?
Buzz.
JPC.
I put a spell in you.
Oh, no, no.
The Screaming
no.
Jay Hawkins.
No.
That's
no,
a hexagon.
No.
Buzz.
No. Addle.
Six?
Yes.
What's a witch's favorite shape?
Hexagon.
A hexagon.
Well, no, hold on. What's somebody who's been cursed by a witch's favorite shape?
Hexagon.
Thank you.
Nice. Thank you. That's great. What was the name of the last queen of France?
Buzz.
Addle.
Probably something like Frufu La Popo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get a point.
Real answer. Was it Marie Antoinette?
Yes. Yes, it was. What are the three types of rock?
Buzz.
Buzz.
JPC.
Let's see. Classic, which is, I mean, that's going to be like 1971 to 1979. Alternative, that's your like your Lifehouse. And then there's punk. That's your like, you know, your Johnny Rotten and your Sid Vicious and whatnot.
Actually, pretty good.
Deeply
pretty
good unhelpful.
Buzz.
Addle.
Igneous.
Mm-hmm.
Sedentary.
Sedimentary.
Sedimentary.
Sedimentary, my dear Watson.
Sedimentary. I'm a sedentary rock.
Igneous, sedimentary, and...
begins with an M.
And Morpheus.
Kinda.
It's close.
Malignant.
Metamorphic.
Metamorphic. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
How many amendments are in the Bill of Rights?
Buzz.
JPC.
Zero. Constitution's a lie.
Great. Every parent just turned off.
Hey, Constitution's a flawed document. I got to tell you guys, it needs to go. We need to get rid of it. It needs to be replaced.
How many amendments are in the Bill of Rights?
Buzz.
I'll say 10.
Oh, okay. Well, JPC got it. But doesn't get the point because
Can
Addle
I give
buzzed.
My answer?
Yes. I buzzed in.
Last Christmas, and Hamilton wrote the other 51.
What river forms the border between Indiana and Kentucky?
Buzz.
Adel.
Is it the JPC?
No.
Buzz.
JPC.
Paducah.
Nope. It's the name of a state.
Buzz.
Adel.
Missouri?
No, it's the name of a state that
Buzz.
Our sound engineer
Buzz.
Is
Buzz.
From.
Ohio.
Adel.
Buzz. Ohio. Buzz. Yes. Casey. Tony. Buzz. Tony.
And then we have two more questions. What is the most abundant element in the universe?
Buzz.
Adel.
Love.
Yes. But also?
Oxygen.
Nope.
Buzz. I gotta say carbon, but helium close second in that.
No, helium close second.
Helium, I think we're almost out of.
No.
What a terrifying world it would be if we were.
There's plenty of helium. There's plenty of helium, and I just gotta say, keep blowing up balloons because we're never running out of helium. Balloons, great use of helium.
No.
Wait, hold on. I know this. Buzz.
Yes.
Is it copies of Norah Jones's first CD?
Hmm.
I've seen those everywhere.
This is an element, Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
Is it the Honda element?
Oh, is it the Honda element?
You interrupted me singing Norah Jones for Honda, your Honda element joke.
Well,
kids love Honda elements.
I'd argue you interrupted yourself to answer him.
Wow.
Aaron, is it copies of the board game Cranium? I've seen 10 in every garage sale I've ever been to.
Everywhere. I feel like my parents' basement has like 4 copies of that for no reason at all, with like the driest Play-Doh known to man. No one has played Cranium since 2009,
No, and there's no reason to.
I truly feel like every household in the world bought 2 copies of Cranium, one for themselves, one as a gift. They all held on to them or were gifted it and already had one. And 100%. Then it became the most unplayed game in history.
Every house has an unplayed game of apples to apples. Cranium.
Yeah. It's like how hotels have a Mormon Bible. Every single house has a drawer with an unused Cranium in it.
And what our last question.
Oh, wait. Did we get the element one?
Yes, it's hydrogen.
Hydrogen.
In English, lice is the plural of what word?
Buzz.
Adel.
Moose.
Yes. It's louse.
A louse.
Well, let us know who won.
Poor Yorick, I knew him well.
The grown-up or the kid.
Speaking of a grown-up and a kid, don't we have a special guest to get to?
You mean special guests. Unless they're,
I kind of take
them unless they're both.
You mean louse.
They're holding hands like a bear.
We have 2 very, 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 very special guests. Please welcome to the show, Sandy and Zella. Woo!
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Sandy. Hi, Zella.
Hello.
Thank you so much for coming on our special episode. Lots of people are going to be listening to this when they're traveling to and from family gatherings over the holidays. And mm-hmm. I'm so happy that you're here. This
now, rules. Sandy and Zella, correct me if I'm wrong. Aren't one of you the parent of the other?
Yes, but can you figure out which one? That's the first riddle.
I won't do this because I've gotten it wrong too many times at this point that I won't fall for this.
Well, I said aren't one of you instead of isn't one of you, so I think failure is something we embrace here.
Yeah, I'm the parent in this situation.
I'm the child.
Yeah, there you go.
And Zella, what grade are you in?
I'm in 6th grade.
Give me 1 second. I'm checking... Okay, yes, so that is a kid. Okay, so this, we've had some teens, and they get pretty rambunctious, these teens, and we just have to make sure we're weeding all of those out.
This one's a tween, right? You're a tween, right?
I don't know.
How old are you?
Are you 10, 11, 12?
I'm 11.
11.
Yeah.
Aaron, how high were you willing to count?
I'm pretty sure Zella's not 200 years old, but I could have counted really high. Zella, what are they teaching you in 6th grade? What's the vibe like?
In science, they're teaching about the solar system.
Jupiter.
And we're learning about ancient cities.
Ooh.
Cool.
What are you doing outside of school?
Acting.
Well.
Whoa.
Well, don't get too excited, but several big casting agencies listen to Hey Riddle Riddle. Zella, I have to ask Zella, all your classmates in school, all the other sixth graders, they probably can't stop talking about Hey Riddle Riddle, right? Does it get annoying for them to just constantly be talking about this podcast? Say no more.
See, Zella, a lot of people talk about their reading level. Like, I read at an eighth grade level. We do comedy at a sixth grade level. So we should be actually perfect. You're in our target demographic.
What podcast do your friends listen to?
It's a good question.
I don't know, actually.
Chapo?
Yeah, probably.
Probably. Last time I had a kid on the show, Aaron, you asked Ezra what Zella was into. Do you remember?
Yeah. What did he say?
As I recall, you said, I'm going to give you some names. You tell me if you or your sister are into them. And you asked about JoJo Siwa.
Oh yeah, I did.
Are you into
relevant
JoJo Siwa
as ever?
No.
Okay.
Sixth graders are not into JoJo Siwa?
No.
Okay.
But you're into Owl House, which I'll say Owl House rules.
Yes.
Yes,
it does.
And for Halloween, I heard a little birdie told me, you previously, before we started recording, that for Halloween, you dressed as?
Amity.
Heck yeah.
I have
a question from before. Sorry that we're just throwing a bunch of these questions at you. We did. Sorry.
Sorry to be Mark
Maron. Are you taking
here.
Acting classes? Are you watching YouTube videos about it? How's it going?
I do an after school, and sometimes I do, like, I've been doing a camp.
You went to camp for acting.
I went to camp for acting over the summer, and then last year I did like a after school class thing.
And now you're doing something at school.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want to say what show you're in?
I'm in Seussical the Musical this year.
Fun. I love Seussical.
That was my senior year musical when I was in high school.
Really?
Which was basically yesterday.
You're crying.
Boy.
Do you have a favorite song from Seussical?
Not really. I don't really remember.
JBC.
I don't.
Incorrigible.
No.
Yeah.
I saw that musical, I think, when I was in the fifth or sixth grade for the first time. And not a week has passed without the Amazing Maisie song being stuck in my head. Yeah, that's going to be, spoiler alert, 20 years from now, that song's still going to be stuck in your head. So just careful about how often you listen to it.
It's going
right
to be
up in there.
Unless at that point there's some sort of device where you can store your memories or earworms on an external drive. But we won't get into that. That's scary. It's scary to think about external brain drives. Do we have, Aaron, are we doing riddles for kids?
Yeah, I think so. Are we ready? Do you have anything prepared or should, how what's going on?
We do. We have something.
Great.
We brought something related to the previous topic. Do you want to tell them what it is?
Yeah. So we got a bunch of musicals and we described them, but we changed the key words to words starting with the same first letter and it has the same number of syllables in the word.
Right.
Now, listeners, you could not have seen this, but at the mention of we are doing riddles about musicals, Aaron did a backflip while seated.
I'm not going to be too braggadocious here, but I'm going to win. I'm going to beat the two guys. They don't know anything.
No, of course you are.
That's awesome. I can't wait. I'm ready.
So we wrote descriptions and we changed them up, and Zella's going to read them, and you have to guess what they are. And that's the game. You want to give him an example?
Yeah. So, this musical is the true story of a fungus fruitcake who grew up an ostrich and died when he was shot in a dump truck by angry bees. He sings, "I'm not tossing away my sponge."
That took a turn. So this is a play on Hamilton.
Yeah. Right.
But we're looking for...
So the answer is Hamilton, and now you have to tell us what the words have been changed from. So say it again slowly.
So this musical is a true story of a fungus fruitcake.
And so those two words have been changed to words that start with the same letter and have the same number of syllables.
A freedom fighter, cool guy.
A founding father.
Who grew up an ostrich.
Grew up an orphan.
And died when he was shot in a dump truck.
Shot in a duel. Mm-hmm.
By angry bees.
By Aaron Burr.
No, it was angry bees shaped like that.
I'm sorry.
He sings, "I'm not tossing away my sponge.
Not throwing away my shot." Very cool. This is wonderful. Yeah.
I would love to hear a cover. I am not tossing away my sponge. Just about how you can keep using a sponge longer than
that
you think.
That feels like a kid's pop version.
If you buzz for nothing, Burr, what will you sting for?
Love it. Write the whole thing.
You ready?
Yeah.
This is a blast.
Number two.
This musical is about the sad wails of Hedwig the Egg. Two of them got their hair cut off.
Whoa.
Hedwig the Egg. The sad wails.
Wails is obviously wives.
Sad wails. Yes.
Of Henry VIII. This is sixth the musical.
Correct. Yes.
Who got their heads cut off.
I didn't get it either
until I said wives. Then I was like, oh, it is wives.
Wonderful
so
musical.
So embarrassed that I didn't get so it. Good. That's so good.
Have you seen six? Have you seen six, Zella?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you have a favorite queen?
Anne Boleyn.
She's funny.
She was Anne Boleyn-vable.
Addle?
Kind of works.
Stop.
Huh? No, it's fun.
He's incorrigible. We're sorry, Zella. We apologize about that.
You deserve better.
Number three.
Nobody asked me, but I like Catherine of Aragon. I guess no one was probably gonna ask me.
Casey, cut that.
No, don't cut it.
I like
Bleep
her too.
It.
She's good.
Bleep
I like
it, Casey.
Great song.
Okay, number three. This musical, A Road Opener by The What, is about a drunk, dead, and blonde boy who becomes a popcorn walnut.
Oh, this is the pinball wizard. Who's Tommy? The Who's Tommy? A poor deaf, blind, and kid.
Deaf, dumb, and blind kid
who sure can play a mean pinball.
Guess who saw The Who last week? I did.
Who?
The Who.
And guess what? They're like 80, and they were amazing.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is crazy.
I thought they would sing and dust would come out, but turns out they're still very, very talented.
So the first phrase was a road opener by The What? What's a road opener?
A rock opera.
Rock opera by The Who.
And he becomes a... They don't
know. Who becomes a popcorn walnut?
Pinball
wizard.
Pinball wizard.
I prefer popcorn walnut. That is what I'll be singing from now on. Thank you.
Now, guess who played the role of young Tommy in Tommy this summer?
Elton John.
Zella?
What?
No, that's too obvious. I'm going to say Tommy Lee Jones.
Oh my god.
I want you to search every pinball machine, every ATM machine.
I played four-year-old Tommy.
Yeah.
Cool.
Whoa. Okay, so put that on your resume. Your age range is you can play between 4 and 13.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. All right, next one.
This modern musical is a love story between orchestra and esophagus, as well as between honey and pomegranate. It is based on great metaphysics and takes place in the unconscious.
I don't know this.
This is about Orpheus and Eurydice. I'm going to have to hear the other words to remember.
Addle started raising the roof and then stopped listening.
So it's Hades Town.
Well as between honey and pomegranate.
Hades and Persephone.
It is based on great metaphysics.
Greek mythology.
Metamucil.
Thank you.
Oh, Metamucil.
Yeah, we all said mythology.
And takes place in the unconscious.
In the underworld.
Yes.
Woo.
Are you a big Hadestown fan as well?
Yeah.
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 So it's good. Awesome.
So you saw it live, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Did you see the tour? I saw the touring cast. I loved it.
She saw the tour, yeah.
Loved it.
My wife has a full sleeve Hadestown tattoo.
Yeah. Adel's wife has a tattoo on his on her arm of a scene from Hadestown.
A scene from Hadestown?
Yeah. What scene is it?
It's when Orpheus is kind of belting his tune to kind of woo Eurydice.
Zella, what do you think?
First
do you think
meet
you,
in the cafe.
Do you think you want a tattoo?
No.
Yeah, smart nice. Choice. 33 years old, Zella, no tattoos. So just so you know, you can make it.
You know what? I lied. It is not the scene. The scene is when they're getting out of Hades because the hanging lights are there. I'm so sorry.
It's wow. tattooed on your wife and you
I know,
don't
I know. I blanked.
I really teed you up there, Adeline.
I know. Oh, no. I don't know my wife's arm at all.
All right, writing down for a future Hayward and Riddle episode, a wife's tattoo segment. I'll tell you right now, I'm going to get it 2 out of 2. I'm going to knock it out of the park.
I know my wife's right arm like I know my right arm, which is not very much.
All right, do the next one.
This movie musical is about sizzlers named Empty and Apron, and one of them has the power to flush things. They meet a guy named Kleenex who has a pet roadkill named Skin.
I'm guessing they're siblings. Was that what the S?
Siblings is close.
Oh, sisters. This is Frozen. This is Frozen.
Oh.
But the names in Frozen are like Ella and...
No.
Hold on. Hold on.
This is a cultural phenomenon. How do you not know the name from Frozen? Are you the oldest man?
Aaron, I'm so sorry to correct you. Phenomenon was actually John Travolta.
Oh, sorry.
I'm going to say... This is Elsa. Elsa. Yes.
And Eurydice.
And Eurydice.
And Anna.
And yes. Anna.
And one of them has the power to flush things.
Freeze things.
Freeze things.
Right.
They meet a guy named Kleenex.
That's unchanged.
Kleenex.
You can't fool me.
Boy. What's that guy's
Klaus.
Name?
Klaus. Or no.
Jonathan Groff.
Yes.
They meet a man named Jonathan Groff.
Who has a pet reindeer. What is that guy's name? Sorry, I just, that was
starts
instant karma back at me. I yelled at JPC.
The only other word that starts with a K is Kitchen. Is his name Kitchen?
No.
Okay, give us a hint. Can you
king,
give us a hint?
The king.
Zella?
It actually rhymes with Groff.
Croff.
Christoph.
Mine's
his name Christoph. Is Christoph.
Christoph.
Rhyme with...
Oh, yeah,
a pet
right.
roadkill named Skin.
A pet reindeer named Sven.
That's Sven. It.
Yes.
Okay. Nice. And that's Frozen.
Great. Great.
Sven figured it out.
Mm-hmm.
Do the next one.
Okay. This movie musical is about the Molecule family, whose members each have a mustardy growth. One member is named Buckbeak, but they don't trot around him. One sister is extremely sharp, and the other can make flip-flops appear.
Is this Osmosis Jones?
No. Remember that Chris Rock musical?
Could you read this one more time? I'm stumped.
This is hard.
This movie musical is about the Molecule family, whose members each have a mustardy growth. One member is named Buckbeak, but they don't trot around him. One sister is extremely sharp, and the other can make flip-flops appear.
Okay.
Aaron, you know it?
It's Encanto, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The name.
Oh, the last name starts with M?
The Mayor Madrigal.
Mm-hmm.
Madrigal mm-hmm. Family.
The Madrigal Family.
What is this? How did you guys know what this is?
It's on Disney Plus, my dude. Encanto, you haven't heard of it? What's We Don't Speak About Bruno?
Oh, the Bruno
we
one.
Don't,
okay.
It's We Don't Talk About Bruno, but
Aaron,
I really love the...
We Don't Speak About, We Don't Talk About Bruno.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. Each of the members have a mustardy growth.
Magical ability.
Magical power.
Magical
power. Magical.
Good.
Magical gift.
Magical gift. Gift.
Gift. What they call in the movie. Yeah.
One member is named Buckbeak. But they don't trot around him. You already got that one.
Bruno, they don't.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say
don't talk
buckwheat.
About him.
One sister is extremely sharp.
Strong.
And the other can make flip-flops appear.
Flowers.
Fast food.
I can make fast food disappear.
All right.
By throwing it away.
Well,
because
when
I don't
it's Taco Bell,
stuff.
In your mouth.
To be fair, when it's Taco Bell, it reappears.
That's
immediately.
True. That's true. Immediately.
But not okay. From where you think.
This musical is about a basket and his waist. A wasp puts a cube on their family, and to undo it, they have to make a party. There are other Fever Tongue characters, including a boy named Jinx, a girl named Liquid Rock Ribbon Hair, and Chrysanthemum.
Into the woods,
a baker and his wife.
Ding. We need like a bell. Yeah.
I know. I got Witch Purse a curse, but I was tapped out after that.
So the B and a W are a baker and his wife. And then it's hard to keep track of. What was the other words?
A witch puts a curse.
And to undo it, they have to make a party.
They have to make
a promise.
Potion.
A potion.
Okay.
I think I said.
There are other Fever Tongue characters.
There are other fairy tale characters.
Okay.
Including a boy named Jinx.
Jack.
A girl named Liquid Rock Ribbon Hair.
Little Red Riding Hood,
love it.
And Chrysanthemum.
And
Cinderella.
Cinderella.
Yes.
Wow, that's
your favorite song.
Agony.
Zella, do you have a favorite song from Into the Woods?
No, I like them all.
Zella nice. Also has Into the Woods on her resume.
What were you in Into the Woods?
Well, hold on. Was she in it? Or she?
I was in it.
Okay.
I played the narrator.
Oh, cool.
Ooh, that's a great
that's
part.
Magic.
And it's of course, we are kind of like feigning surprise here because we did vet Zella pretty extensively before she came on the podcast.
She sent in her reel. Yeah.
And we said it, you know, for all the tweens who want to be on the show, a minimum of 4 casted parts, speaking parts. If you're doing chorus,
no, it doesn't count. Doesn't.
Sorry.
If you did a chorus line, now we're talking.
We don't Zella, let anyone on the show who hasn't played Tommy at one age. You have. That's the bar that's set.
Zella, can I ask you, when you go out for these musicals and stuff, do you audition for them?
Yeah.
Do you have a song that you sing for an audition?
Usually.
What song do you usually sing?
Well, it's from the musical.
Oh, you audition? Wow, that's bold. Okay. You say, no, hey, like, I'm going to be singing the lead part for this musical. No. And then you do a big wink.
They pretty give good. Them a song, right? They give okay. you a song to sing
they
from the
give
musical?
Us, depending, this year for musical, depending on what part we want, we have a, we have a different song that we sing.
Have you auditioned yet for a musical?
No, we're going to do that in like December, I think.
Oh, okay. Zella, when I did musical, do you want to know what I auditioned? I did a song from the musical. Do you want to know which one?
Yeah.
I did the Lorax rap. Are you familiar with that part of musical?
No.
Oh, trees, 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 trees.
JBC, you don't know anything about the industry. You don't get it. Like Zella and I get it. We get it.
Yeah, okay, well, guess who got cast as the Lorax in Susan?
I'll have to remember
that's
saying.
Not even a part.
I'll have to remember saying trees 36 times is considered a rap next time I do Eminem.
All right, you want to do the next one?
Okay.
Let's see
Wait,
if they have this
what
one.
Are we on?
I would not get this one.
Okay. This movie musical is a love story between a bankruptcy player named Tyre and a new kid named Galapagos. They audition for the molecule, but Shockwave tries to ruin it.
Okay.
We're all in this together.
Yep.
And we go hand in hand. It's High School Musical. Of course.
This is HSM. This is HSM for sure.
Hold on. What is this?
High School Musical.
High School Musical.
High School Musical came out, I think, when I was just a year older than you, Zella. And I remember being in middle school and people singing it every single day. Everyone was so obsessed that it became like a nightmare because that's all we were talking about for a while.
So are you familiar with the whole universe of High School Musical?
There's a high schooliverse?
Yeah, because now Zella and Sarah watch High School Musical, the series.
I auditioned for that.
Oh.
To be the drama teacher in it. And spoiler alert, I didn't get it.
Well, this is, I will own up to this because I did tell Aaron to audition with the Lorax rap.
Trees,
which
trees,
she nailed.
Trees.
Yeah, honestly, pretty good. Now, I've never seen a single second of High School Musical. Can I guess what one of the songs are? Can I sing a quick 30-second clip of what I think one of the songs are?
Yeah.
Sure.
Hey, Mr. Sanders, don't want to do homework. Bouncing basketballs and dunking on your heart. Love me, lead cheerleader. I do backflips, splits into lifting weights. High School.
Okay, that's High School Musical 2. That's a different show.
My bad.
Yeah.
Detention. I do
think High School Musical 2 is so funny. Have you seen that one yet, Zella?
I've seen them all.
Yeah, the second one, they're the baseball song. Sometimes we just watch that at my house because it makes us laugh so hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We need to still do the details of this one, though, right? The words.
Yeah.
This movie means it's a love story between a bankruptcy player.
Basketball
player.
Oh, so he does play basketball. Well.
You got that part right.
Whose fake song is correct now?
Named Tired.
Troy. Bolton.
And a new kid named Galapagos.
Gabriella.
Nice. King.
Yeah.
Oh. Is new kid not changed?
They auditioned for the Molecule.
Musical.
But Shockwave tries to ruin it.
Sharpay tries to make it better. Sharpay has been doing drama forever. These two come waltzing in. Team Sharpay.
Yeah, and this is erasure of Sharpay's, like, weird brother or whatever. What's his name? He's in there, too, huh?
Yeah, he's in there.
All right, you want to do the next one?
Okay.
All right, which ones do you want to do?
And Zella, I'll Venmo you $20 if you do ones I know.
What are the other tattoos on your wife's body about?
Sandy, wouldn't you love to know?
And we're back from a 25-minute break, so let's go right into... The next movie musical.
This musical is about a poor Velvet Grill whose fairy gets captured by a brain. She takes his place and makes friends with a turkey, certificate, and clam. The brain needs to kick someone before the last peanut falls off a rock.
Now, Zella, I don't know what happened here, but you just spoke a bunch of gibberish. Is everything okay?
Yeah.
And I think you fell into a British accent for a second there, which is a thing you do all the time.
It's about a turkey who falls down the stairwell.
She's an actress, Sandy. She's practicing her craft.
Yeah, that's actually a North Atlantic accent.
What did you do a British accent?
The first part was PVG, the three initials for that first?
It was just VG.
VG.
This musical about a poor Velvet Grill.
A poor Victorian girl. Is this? I'm assuming this is Les Mis. A poor
Cinderella.
A poor unfortunate soul. A poor Vegemite grill. A poor.
Is any of what Adel said correct with
girl?
Victorian
girl is right.
Girl is right. A poor
whose fairy gets captured by a brain. She takes his place and makes friends with a
turkey, certificate, and clam.
Turkey, certificate, and clam. I don't know this at all.
We never got the V, right? So it's not Victorian. Is it
Valley
girl? Is it vulture girl? Virtuous girl?
I think the last sentence is the most helpful. Say the last sentence again.
The brain needs to kick someone before the last peanut falls off a rock.
Oh, this is Beauty and the Beast. She has to kiss someone before the last petal falls off the rose. So what would be a poor village girl?
Yes.
There she goes. That girl is such a weirdo. She's always playing with her hair.
I don't think those are the words.
And she's only 2 feet tall, and she looks like a ball. Let's trouble her. Her name is, of course, Zella.
No one trees like Lorax.
But you simply admit these trees are delicious.
So the fairy, whose fairy gets captured by a brain.
Beast.
Whose father gets captured by
captured by the beast.
Right.
She makes friends with a turkey, certificate, and clam.
A timepiece, a candlestick, a clock, a candlestick, and a
Teapot.
That's a turkey. Teapot.
Off to the cup of R.I.P. champ.
Speaking of British.
All right, they got it. Last one.
Okay.
We'll go on to the last one.
Zella, did you realize that
all the marbles.
Did you realize adults could be idiots as well?
As well.
Talking to us?
As well, most of the time.
What does that mean?
Okay. This animated musical is about a potassium girl named Memory who navigates the orange to save her iris. She has to outsmart a chalk who is very solid and is helped by a diagram named Lemon. Wait, Melon. Sorry.
I just rewatched this.
Diagram named Melon.
Aaron's got it.
I got it, but do you guys need you want to get it?
Page Master.
It's Moana.
Ding.
Can you go through
all right,
it?
So
and I think
staring at the side
okay.
of my wall.
Okay. It's about a potassium girl.
A
Polynesian girl.
Polynesian girl.
Yes. Named Memory.
Moana.
Who navigates the orange.
Ocean.
To save her iris.
Island.
She has to outsmart a chalk.
Crab.
A crab.
Who is very solid.
Shiny.
And is helped by a diagram named
Demigod.
Melon.
Named Maui.
The Rock.
Maui. Named Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Hooray!
We did it! Those were awesome!
Except you're Vulcan.
I could do 100 more of those. I love it.
Zella, that was incredible. Thank you so much for doing this.
Hey, Zella, thank you so much for being on the show. Is there anything, I'm sure everyone in your class is listening because they love Hey Riddle Riddle, because we paid for an advertisement in Roblox, but is there anything that you want to say to all of your friends out there who are listening to the show?
No.
Yeah.
Love it.
Right. How about that, haters? I don't even think about you. I don't even think about you. I'm on another level from you other kids.
Yep.
Zella, when you're
cool.
a famous
a
actress,
move.
I'm going to play this for everyone I know. I'm going to go, that's who I met before she was famous. I met Zella. We talked for a while.
Yeah. You think she should just go by Zella when she's famous?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sing one name. Okay.
Yeah.
Pull a Madonna, just Zella. Love it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for taking the time to write those.
Thank you, Zella.
And for coming on the show and for being so lovely.
Sandy, you didn't do much.
No, I didn't.
We could have taken or leaving
Thank
you.
Thank you.
But we love Zella.
Thanks for having us.
Anytime.
Thank you.
Well, that was fun. Let's do episodes for kids more often. What do you say, guys?
Yeah, we've done it every 2 years.
3 years.
Every 3 years. Let's do it every 2 years. Let's go down.
Okay.
Wow, let's ramp up production by 33% and go every 2 years. Huge ramp up for us.
I think that works.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of us, do you guys have anything? Do you guys have anything to plug? Adel, anything to plug?
Yes, I have something to plug. I have very much been enjoying. I just finished it, and I think it's pretty spectacular. The English on Amazon Prime. It's a 6-part miniseries from the BBC starring Emily Blunt. I thought it was very well done. Very interesting, very weird, very fun.
And
very
kids
emotional.
Would like this, you think?
No.
Uh-oh.
For kids, check out Where the Sidewalk Ends by Shel Silverstein. Really, anything by Shel Silverstein. Well, hold on. Not everything, because he had some adult stuff. So check out...
You're getting the red light.
Yeah, check out Where the Sidewalk Ends. Aaron, anything you would like to plug?
I would like to plug Where the Sidewalk Ends by Shel... Dang it. You already plugged that. I'd like to plug, since... we heard a little bit about musicals in this episode. If you're a kid who likes musicals, I think you should check out Better Nate Than Ever on Disney Plus. Great app, lots of content over there if you like Marvel and Star Wars stuff as well. And then I think my other podcast, Sitcom D&D, some of it's kid appropriate. I think especially if you're like in middle school, have your parents listen to a couple episodes, and if they say yes, then you can listen to that. GPC, anything to plug?
Yeah, something specifically for kids to listen to. Kids, check out the 1977 album Rumors by Fleetwood Mac. Now, I think that there's a lot going on behind the scenes in that album that is not appropriate for kids, but I think the final cut of the album is pretty appropriate for kids. So I think that you'll like the 1977 album Rumors.
by Fleetwood Mac. And of course, I will cede the rest of my plug time to read a 5-star review. This 5-star review comes from Bumblegum Backfat. Bumblegum Backfat writes, Casey, start the outro music. Jupiter, goodbye forever.
What? I didn't even.
Let it go, Aaron. Let it go.
No! Starring Aaron Keith and John Patrick Cullen. Casey Tony did the editing. Emery Parrish did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris.
Hey there, cowboys and clowns. If you like that, you are going to love this. This week on the Patreon, we take you to a soundscape of the circus. That's right. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/hateriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or the Review Crew, and you get ad-free episodes for $8 a month. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.